It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot with this market this morning?
You know, I'm going to go with the dollar. I mean, it's a little bit under pressure here so far in the early parts of the trading here on this Monday, but overall, it's had a pretty good push. We're, you know, 8 straight weeks of higher closes. We're trading up at 6-month highs, and it's starting to cause a little concern as far as exports are concerned, especially when you look at it with wheat and corn. We were the cheapest in the world on both of those, but now with the dollar going up, it's kind of made us uncompetitive again with South America's exports.
Well, it even makes South America's exports cheaper to buy than it would be to ship across country here.
Exactly, and that's kind of what's stinging the market right now. And you've noticed we haven't had much for sales as far as wheat or corn other than routine, but soybeans continue to move as we're hearing reports of course, slower than expected shipments out of Brazil. It's taking about 50 days to get a boat loaded and moved, whereas with the U.S., we can get it moved a lot quicker.
What's not hot with this market then?
You know, I'm going to go with wheat to kind of to piggyback on the stronger dollar, which is causing our exports to be concerning again. But what's going to be interesting is what is USDA going to do with wheat in this report? I don't expect that they're going to make many changes on the production side, although we should probably see spring wheat production increased. I think they're going to cut the demand side, and I think that's going to be a little bit more bearish on the wheat side.
The higher dollar ties into everything.
It does. It makes our exports more expensive. It even, you know, it makes it harder to even buy the product to make the product, you know, domestically. So it's causing the wheat price to be a little higher than it should be, more so than just what the price is saying. But then, you know, you look at corn and beans. Those are markets that are still holding on because of concerns that USDA is going to lower their production in the report on Tuesday.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.